Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida is reporting a record high number of 276 new deaths from the coronavirus. That raises the total confirmed deaths in the state to nearly 8,700. The state's health department reported about 5,800 new cases today. Florida's seven-day average in daily reported deaths is 165. That's down from a high of 185 a week ago. The number of patients treated in Florida hospitals for the coronavirus is more than 6,700. That's down nearly 30% from last month's high. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the Hillsborough School District could lose $23 million a month for defying the state by starting the school year online. The district has until Friday to decide whether to stay with a virtual opening or to open campuses to in-person instruction this month. Last week, the Hillsborough School Board decided to offer only distance learning for the first 4 weeks of school because of the coronavirus. A special meeting is planned for Thursday afternoon. On Twitter, Hillsborough School says its superintendent traveled to Tallahassee today to meet with the Department of Education. In a new ad that will air in Florida, Joe Biden slams President Trump for executive orders he signed over the weekend that impact the funding mechanisms for Social Security.
Donald Trump stepped off the golf course and signed an executive action directing funding cuts for Social Security. He also proposed slashing hundreds of billions of dollars from the Social Security Trust Fund every year, putting your hard-earned benefits in jeopardy. Nearly 4 million Florida seniors rely on Social Security. And once again, Donald Trump's failed leadership is hitting seniors the hardest.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
That's a new ad by Joe Biden slamming President Trump. The video shows a lot of footage of the president playing golf and senior citizens wearing pandemic face coverings. This morning, the board of the Suwannee River Water Management District voted to put off a decision on whether to grant Nestle and its partner a permit to take 1 million gallons of water a day from a North Florida spring system. In a 5-1 vote, the water managers tabled their decision about the permit application from Seven Springs Water Company because they think that Nestle should be added as an official co-applicant. Advocates for Florida Springs want the Water Management District to deny the permit, saying the Santa Fe River and connected springs can't handle that much water being withdrawn. The Florida Keys are facing some big bills to deal with rising seas. One estimate is $1 billion. Nancy Klinginer reports the Monroe County Commission is looking at an old idea to address these new challenges.
Whenever the Keys need money, one idea repeatedly comes up. Why not put a toll on the Overseas Highway, the road that links the island chain from Key Largo to Key West? In a place that gets almost 70 visitors for every resident each year, it's an appealing way to raise money. The county mayor says it could raise millions. That could help Monroe County pay for raising roads, buying out homes, and hardening the infrastructure on public buildings. The county's looking at doing all those things as sea levels rise. Back in 2017, the county commission asked the state for a feasibility study on a toll. County Mayor Heather Carruthers says she's bringing the issue back up now because she doesn't know if the state has done anything about that request. It came just a few months before Hurricane Irma hit the Keys. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
A civil rights lawyer plans to sue the police and school district in Key West over their arrest of a crying 8-year-old boy who allegedly punched a teacher. Police video of the 2018 arrest posted on social media by the lawyer shows officers lecturing the boy and escorting him out on a felony battery charge. Benjamin Crump says he's preparing a federal lawsuit this week. An officer's body camera shows officers trying out handcuffs on the boy and lecturing him. Key West's police chief said yesterday that his officers followed standard procedures and did nothing wrong in arresting the 8-year-old. The Sarasota Police Department says its detectives are investigating two separate shooting incidents in the last 2 days. Police don't know if the two incidents are connected. The police chief says she's concerned about the number of shootings that have happened since a state of emergency was declared in the city of Sarasota for COVID-19 on March 13th. Here's the weather tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.